BBC News with Govinda Gill. The Speaker of Iran's parliament has said that no negotiations have taken place with the United States, contradicting President Donald Trump's earlier announcement. According to Mr. Trump, a five-day period of negotiations was happening, which he claimed could settle the conflict. Helena Humphrey is in Washington.
This is less a change of heart from the president, more perhaps playing for time, because President Trump, as we remember, had set that original 48-hour deadline for Iran to unblock the Strait of Hormuz or face strikes on its energy facilities. Crucially, though, Iranian officials are saying that there haven't been any negotiations whatsoever. So I think it's fair to say you've got this threat of force still very much on the table, looming over all of this. And President Trump was quite explicit later on today, saying that if Iran does not unblock the strait, the US will, in his words, keep bombing their little hearts out.
The Trump administration says it will pay the French energy giant Total Energies nearly $1 billion to cancel plans to build wind farms off the US East Coast. A climate advocacy group, Green Action, called the latest deal a bribe to kill homegrown clean energy and hand the money to oil and gas executives. Markets around the world have responded positively to Donald Trump scaling down his threats against Iran and claiming there have been productive talks. But the head of the International Energy Agency said the global economy was still under a major threat. Michelle Fleury explains the impact this could have on the White House later on.
Donald Trump in the last election said, "I will make your lives better," in economic terms. And yet you look at what's happening right now, and it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, America is heading to the polls in November for national elections. How is that going to impact that? It all depends, again, on how long this conflict goes on. So right now, you go to the petrol pump, obviously you're reminded daily of higher prices. But in a couple of months from now, will you start to see that in food prices? Maybe a bit too soon. But if the perception among consumers is that things are moving in the wrong direction, it'll be interesting to see how that hurts or doesn't hurt Republicans and Donald Trump in November's midterms.
It's emerged that one of the survivors of a collision between an Air Canada flight and a fire truck at New York's LaGuardia Airport was a flight attendant found on the tarmac, still strapped to her seat. The city's mayor, Zora Mamdani, praised the quick response of the emergency services.
I also want to commend those who were thrust into a frightening accident and reacted not only with composure, but by extending a hand to the person next to them. Passengers who opened the emergency door and helped one another off the plane. People who kept one another calm.
It closed LaGuardia Airport for several hours, leading to delays. BBC News. The former president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, has left intensive care in a Brasilia hospital after being treated for pneumonia. Doctors described his condition as clinically stable but gave no indication as to when he might be discharged. Mr. Bolsonaro was given a 27-year and 3-month prison sentence last November. The authorities in Colombia say 34 soldiers have been killed when a C-130 military plane crashed near the border with Peru. About 80 were pulled alive from the wreckage. Some are reported to have serious injuries. Mimi Swaby has the details.
Reports suggest the military aircraft carrying 114 soldiers crashed only a few kilometres away from a base in Puerto Leguizamo near the Peruvian border, shortly after taking off from there. Rescue efforts are ongoing, with more resources being deployed to assist. Footage circulating online had shown huge plumes of thick smoke and the plane engulfed by flames. Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, wrote on social media that the horrific accident should not have happened. He added that the military's funding must be increased and criticised obstacles blocking his modernisation plans.
A civil jury in California has found that the former US actor, Bill Cosby, drugged and assaulted a waitress after escorting her to one of his comedy shows in 1972. Donna Motzinger was awarded more than $19 million in damages. Cosby was released from prison 5 years ago after serving 3 years of a 10-year sentence for sexual assault. Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, has admitted defeat in a referendum on judicial reforms that had become a test vote for her right-wing coalition government. The proposals would have changed the way judges and prosecutors are recruited and governed, which would have made them more accountable. Ms. Meloni called it a lost chance to modernise Italy. BBC News.